Hello, and welcome to the magic of Bobby Darin. I am the Darin Archivist and your host, Jimmy Scalia. In each installment, we'll bring you the facts, stories, and music of one of the most versatile entertainers known to the world as Bobby Darin. The teaming up of Bobby Darin and Bob Crewe would prove to be a very, very special event. Harriet Wasser.
Bobby has written songs that he has recorded himself that are definitely standards. And of course, today he's recognized as a giant talent. But he started writing rock and roll, so to speak, just in order to get heard, let's put it that way. The other example of I have, there's a young man who's really created a sensation within the last few years, a man by the name of Bob Crewe, who wrote a little song called Silhouettes, which sold, I don't know how many millions of records.
Yes.
Bob's big dream is motion pictures and television scores, and I'm sure that he will get to do them because he loves music he is involved with right now. He records people like the Four Seasons.
In 1973, Harriet Wasser managed to get her two Bobbies together in New York for a recording date. Although Darin was growing more weaker due to his health issues that plagued him from childhood, he and Bob Crewe would capture magic on vinyl for Motown Records. This particular tune was written by Smokey Robinson and became the theme song for the film The Lady Sings the Blues. Here is Bobby Darin and producer Bob Crewe with Happy. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in again to another episode of The Magic of Bobby Darin. This is your host, Jimmy Scalia, till we meet again.